Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone. Joe Biden, his timing is never good, but for this show, his timing is grand. He is speaking right now in front of some choo-choo trains, which I'm sure he's very excited about. I hope he brought Hunter, who's the locomotive expert, with him so he could revel in all of this excitement. But Fox News has an alert up that says, unpopular Biden is pushing his spending plan. I thought, ouch. Ouch.
Come on, man.
Unpopular. Nobody likes to be called that, especially on a Chiron, knowing someone had to write it out. But I want to talk about someone else who is very popular, and at least with the liberals, and that's Jen Psaki. But before I get to this piece, we've had some people waiting on the lines here. There were a lot of people on social media who were pointing out that as bad as it might be, that these dogs were being abused, and it is terrible, and they were used as lab rats. It's also it is also awful that these kids have been really forgotten over the past year and a half. And I say this all the time. There was this idea that kids are so resilient. They'll be fine. You know, they're not going to be affected by this and they'll bounce back. Okay, well, maybe if it was going on for 2 months, but now we're leading into 2 years and there's no off ramp. I like that expression, the off ramp. Carol Markowitz uses it a lot. And she says, there's no off ramp to this. We really are just setting these kids up to be in masks forever. And I have to say, when I read reports about how it doesn't, I remember reading something that was like, kids don't really need to see faces. That they're bending over backwards trying to make these masks part of our culture. And when you're around a little baby, all they feed off of really is people's faces, is people's eyes, people's expressions. It's the most basic common sense that, of course, they need to see people smile. And to take that away from kids, and it's not just small kids. I always used to say this when the pandemic first started, but and I really do mean this. If you're in middle school, and I had not terrible acne, but I had, the normal amount of acne for a teenager. If I had to wear a mask every day, I cannot imagine what my skin would have been like. And sure, 2 years ago when it first started and we didn't know what this was about, you could say to me, oh, well, Grace, that's worth it. It's a small thing. It's a small price to pay to keep people safe. But now we're 2 years in and the science shows that these kids are going to be okay. And I was ruminating on this the other day because for a while it did feel like people were so bothered by this, this idea that whether you're vaccinated or whether you're unvaccinated, you can spread the virus. And I always kind of thought, well, yeah, but they do say, and, you know, depending on who you ask, Neil Cavuto just came out this weekend and said he got COVID. And had he not had the vaccine, it would have been a lot worse. Maybe that's true. But I always used to think that. I'd say, well, yeah, it's not really about that. It's about if it's going to protect you from getting a worse case of it. But now I'm starting to understand why people were so peeved by that detail. Because if the masks don't stop the spread, or if the vaccines don't stop the spread, and you're trying to separate people versus masks and versus vaccines, and you know effectively it's not doing anything as far as diagnoses or, you know, effectiveness or the stats or whatever it is, you know the numbers aren't going to change based off those two things, then what you're doing is just dividing people for the purpose of dividing people. And I think that's where this argument, where a lot of people were ahead of this. I was not. I really wasn't. I hated the mask from the beginning for selfish reasons. But this idea that this could go so far and that it really does become a tool to have good people and bad people and people who conform and people who rebel and people you need to be afraid of and people you can be friends with. That's what really bothers a lot of people who saw this for what it was at the very beginning. Dave, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Grace, I just want to say Americans need to wake up, because if they believe this about Fauci and the Beagles, why don't they believe he funded the lab for coronavirus? It's unreal. People need to wake up.
Well, it's almost like they need a smoking gun, you know? It's almost like they need someone to go in and find a bunch of emails where he confirms that this could have been a human-made virus. Oh, wait, we do have that. And no one even blinked. It was like three people who were excited about the FOIA emails. All Nicole Wallace took away from those emails was, Dr. Fauci's so polite to people on his emails. It just really shows you what a good man he is. I hope Nicole Wallace doesn't have any beagles at home, because I bet they're giving her the side eye today. She walks in. Hi, guys. They're giving her the beagle stink eye. All right. Now, what I wanted to talk about here before we move on to too much else, there's a really funny piece today, and it's by Spencer Clavin, and it's titled, Jen Psaki Hates You.
Suck it to me, baby.
And I've read a lot of pieces on Jen Psaki. I've written a few pieces on her. I've read even more. And I have to say that this guy, Spencer, sums up Jen Psaki in a way that you know he watches her on a daily basis, because he has her down to a T. Let us now praise Jennifer Renee Psaki, English major, sorority girl, mother of two. Let us praise her seemingly endless supply of monochrome crewneck blouses and pencil skirts, the way she peels her mask off after striding to the lectern. I always notice that. She does a real, like, theatrical peel of the mask. Jen Psaki has been briefed by her 11 staffers. She has had her coffee and her bagel, if it's Wednesday. She is freshly armed with the latest talking points, and she is not going to take any of your guff today. Jen communicates just how on top of things she is by nodding ceaselessly throughout every question, interjecting a uh-huh or a yup to show you she has not been caught off guard since the last clause of the reporter's sentence. This is a patented bobblehead technique she perfected as a commentator at CNN in between the Obama and Biden administrations. What she is saying or listening to is less important than what she is communicating with her demeanor at all times. That she is serious, that she is informed, that she is the adult in the room. We all have met someone who behaves like this. Someone who has done the homework and wants you to know it. Someone whose politeness is so aggressive that it can only be read as a kind of challenge. I understand exactly what he means. That person who makes the craziest amount of eye contact with you and is just, oh, yes, yes, And you're like, oh my gosh, am I a rude person? This person, I'm not being polite enough. This person is so on top of it. That is Jen Psaki. Absolutely. Jen Psaki dares you to find her off-putting. Why would you? She is smiling. She even had a joke written down that she made at the appropriate juncture. See, it says laughing time right here in the schedule from 5:01 to 5:03. Then laughing time is over, and it's time for the lies and the jabs and the polite little smirks. Jen Psaki is frankly disappointed that you would stoop so low as to question Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg's right to paternity leave during a supply chain crisis. It's not really a crisis.
I think what you're getting at here is this question about whether men, parents, women should have paternity and maternity leave, and the answer is absolutely yes.
It's not really a crisis anyway. People have more money, expendable resources, more people are working than they were a year ago. The economy is getting built back better, says Jen, and our ports runneth over. What are you, some kind of Peloton skank who can't wait 5 extra months for your new treadmill?
2020, when COVID hit, that the supply chains across the world have been disrupted. Even as the sort of work to fight back against COVID proceeded, it was crystal clear that things were not improving on supply chain. People couldn't get dishwashers and furniture and treadmills delivered on time, not to mention all sorts of other things. So why is it
the tragedy of the treadmill that's delayed?
Right, the treadmill problem.
Oh, the treadmill. This is what Trump's critics meant when they said we needed to restore civility to the White House. They meant we need the right kind of disdain for the right kind of people, expressed in the right kind of ways. Gone are the mean tweets, the off-color jokes. Now instead we have Jen Psaki, sneering avatar of an meritocracy that regards working Americans as less than dirt. People are straining to put food on the table and gas in their cars. They increasingly fail to see the point in going to work at all. Psaki's response is that of the anointed class she represents. Shut up and take it. Their response is that we should lower expectations for affordable food and welcome competition from a rapidly arming China and follow the advice of health experts on pain of unemployment. Who can forget the grin with which Psaki invited us to stay tuned for Biden's forthcoming vaccine decree?
Stay tuned. More to come this afternoon.
She delights in her role, which is to act out the revenge fantasies of all who felt wounded in 2016 by the mere suggestion that their virtue is less than immaculate. She is absolutely acting out the revenge fantasies for people. And that's why they love her so much. We have to reckon with the fact that Psaki, loathsome though she may be, is doing her job exactly as intended. Her affronts are outrageous only to people who already hate her. From her target audience, they elicit shouts of, "Yes, Queen!" and "Drag him!" She's not slipping up when she insults your intelligence and riles up your countrymen against you. When she lies unblinkingly out in the open and defies you to do anything about it, that is her job and she's good at it. She's doing exactly what she was put there to do. No one with a spine should take instruction on civility from such a feckless cretin or anyone who enjoys her act. If we are to relearn civic excellence, it will not be from a movement whose moral framework consists of slander and self-satisfaction. Remember that in 2022 and 2024, when they call you a fascist or a bigot or a domestic terrorist or whatever, these are people who think Jen Psaki is a good person. Their opinion about your morals literally doesn't matter at all. I love that piece. It's going to be hard to beat this week. No one could ever have predicted how hot and competitive the real estate market would get during COVID. If you've hesitated selling your commercial or residential real estate during this time, you might be thinking you missed the opportunity, but you haven't. You still have time to get out on top. Let JJ Manning Auctioneers help you auction your real estate quickly, contingency-free, and for strong dollars. You will set the terms, you will set the closing date, and my favorite part is that the buyer will pay the commissions. For over 45 years, and 16,000 auctions, JJ Manning has been the trusted leader in accelerated real estate sales. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. We'll be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. She's a master thespian, trained in the art of performance.
These pretzels are making me thirsty!
This is The Grace Curley Show.
She came in like a succubus. Yeah, she's nothing like that robot blonde or a Huckabee dancing shark. She handles questions refreshingly. She's our secretary.
It's hard to believe we don't spend a lot of time talking about or thinking about President Trump here. Former President Trump.
That's so brutal, Jared. Why would you do that to me? By the way, we had a caller in the last segment who was talking about a specific sad case in New Hampshire, and I just want to say we can't confirm any of that. I haven't found anything of that online or anything, so I didn't want to disrespect the family of that young man who died. And you know, I don't want to be a purveyor of fake news here. I'm not saying it's fake news. I just don't know anything about it, and I just wanted to say that again. Now, let's get to the poll question, Jared. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Follinsby Inn, located on beautiful Kezar Lake in North Sutton, New Hampshire. That's Follinsby Inn, spelled F-O-L-L-A-N-S-B-E-E. Go to follinsbyinn.com, follinsbyinn.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Will the Beagle outrage finally end Fauci's media parade?
Yes, and I think if it was just this, then it would definitely put a dent in his armor. But on top of all the other suspicious things he has done in the past, I think this is definitely going to be the nail in the coffin.
46% say yes. 54% still believe this little hobbit is going to haunt us.
All right, well, let's play some of Rand Paul talking about Dr. Fauci. They've had a very tumultuous relationship, to put it mildly. This is on Axios on HBO, cut 7.
And so in the letter, they acknowledge that, yes, the viruses did gain in function. They became more dangerous. So they've created a virus that doesn't exist in nature. It's become more dangerous. That is gain of function. Now, they try to justify it by saying, well, it was an unexpected result. I'm not sure I would buy that. Think about it. You take an unknown virus, you combine it with another virus, and you get a super virus. You have no idea whether it gains functions or loses function. That's what the experiment is. But I don't know how anybody could argue that that's not gain of function research.
You can't argue it. So he lied. That's what you do when you can't argue something. You just lie. And he did it multiple times. Let's also play cut 8.
So, Senator, you had a hot tweet. You said, "I told you so" doesn't even begin to cover it here. What should happen next?
Well, he should be fired. I mean, the thing is,
Dr. Fauci should be fired.
Absolutely.
By the president.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing is, just for lack of judgment, if nothing else. He's probably never going to admit that he lied. He's going to continue to dissemble and try to work around the truth and massage the truth.
No, he's never going to admit that he lied. It's way too late for that. He's never going to admit to anything. And I don't think anything's ever going to happen. He's never going to go to jail or anything. But I would just be happy to get him off my TV. I would take that. Beggars can't be choosers. And I'm begging you to get him off my television, please. And also stop putting him on socks. That would be a nice little cherry on top. This is just an update. So you know how the activists were protesting Dave Chappelle's comedy special, and the Netflix trans community at Netflix decided to protest and do a walkout. They were met with counter protesters, which is always a recipe for good content, because the counter protesters had signs like "jokes are funny," "I like Dave," which really, really got them mad. But there was one protester who stood out because she made it about something else. She went from transgressions, I might say, to this.
Today, on this full moon in Aries, it is time to make a change. It's time to release the old and break in new. What needs to happen, if the CEO at Netflix wants to make it right with trans people, give your trans employees a raise right now. Give them a raise right now for their hard work, for their hard labor, and for putting their trauma out for the world to see.
Now, that's Ashley Marie Preston. Here are some fun facts. She was a surrogate for Elizabeth Warren's presidential campaign in California, and she got fired, or she got let go, because old racist, homophobic, transphobic tweets came to light. Oh, and just another side note, if that's not funny enough, she doesn't even work for Netflix. You can't make it up. I wish I could. We'll be right back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show, 844-500-4242. The news is getting worse and worse for Joe Biden. I mean, he's always been declining, but it's a strange thing to watch the media finally figure it out, or finally admit it is probably what I should say. And it doesn't help that the people, you know, it might not be so obvious if things were running smoothly. They're not, in case you've not been watching the news over the last 10 months. They're not running smoothly. And no one that he's hired really to be part of his cabinet and his administration really knows what they're doing. And they're all kind of stepping on their own words and making just as many blunders as he is. I mean, that's kind of...
As you can see, I didn't get my English lessons.
Yeah, I don't think any of them got their English lessons from Jill, because they're all, you know, saying things that I think they have to, you know, they have to fix when they come back because they said the wrong thing. Or, you know, Joe Biden, he makes so many comments that his staff has to correct seconds later, because if they don't, the wars could escalate, or wars could start and then escalate, because that is kind of the craziness of the things he talks about. But someone who doesn't get a lot of attention is Janet Yellen. And I actually want to talk about her because she went viral today. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen was on CNN last night, and she was talking about their plan, Dems plan billionaires' unrealized gains tax to help fund $2 trillion spending bill. We've been told over and over again that all of this was going to be paid for. It's free. It's $0. It doesn't cost anything. And that's just something we're told at all times by them, by Democrats, is that everything is free. Well, Janet Yellen was explaining this to, I believe it was Jake Tapper. And let's take a listen here. Well, first, let's do bad news first. They're both bad news, but let's do bad news for the non-billionaires. That inflation is going to be around. I thought it was going to be transitory. I wrote that down in my diary. Don't worry, Grace. This is transitory. Don't fret. And now Janet Yellen is back, and she's telling me that it could stick around a little bit longer. Cut 18.
On a 12-month basis, the inflation rate will remain high into next year because of what's already happened. But I expect improvement by the middle to end of next year.
Next year? What is all this talk of next year? And all these problems that Joe faces, we're always told that, you know, oh, it's going to be around a while. It's not easy. It's tricky. It's complicated. I thought he was going to walk into that place and instantly things were going to get better. He was going to unify us. He was going to restore our decency and our dignity. And we were all going to unite, sing Kumbaya, and everything was going to become less expensive, and he was going to shut down the virus. And instead, I'm being told the gas prices are going to stay high, inflation's around for a while, COVID might be around for a while. What gives? It's not like I bought into what they were selling, but I know some people did. And for those people, I am embarrassed. I was actually by a Starbucks today in a ritzy town, and there were so many Biden-Harris bumper stickers, and I really did have the Sebastian Maniscalco moment where I was like, all right, aren't you embarrassed? Like, how is this working out for you at this point? You still got that on your
phone? Aren't you embarrassed?
Really, that's what I say when I see it. I'm like, aren't you embarrassed? And I have more respect for people who have the Bernie sticker, because at least Bernie was never in there. So technically, we don't know how bad Bernie would be. But we know now how bad Joe Biden is, and they still have that sticker.
Yeah, I do make it a point now. Anytime that I see somebody with that sticker on their car, I make eye contact with them, and I just shake my head.
Oh, yeah, you have to shake the head.
Like, what is wrong with you?
And sometimes you do the little window roll down, and then when they roll it down, you say, how's that working out for you? You happy with the results?
Show me on the doll where Orange Man Bad hurt you.
Any regrets? Any regrets at all? Now, back to Janet Yellen. This was really, though, the comment that got a lot of people talking. Cut 17. She's trying to claim that this is not a wealth tax, and here's why.
Well, I think what's under consideration is a proposal that Senator Wyden and the Senate Finance Committee have been looking at that would impose a tax on unrealized capital gains on liquid assets held by extremely wealthy individuals, billionaires. I wouldn't call that a wealth tax.
I know this is okay. Well, first, let me say that at first, I'm not a, you know, finance wizard or anything like that. So I was going based off Twitter to see what people were saying. And I thought one person explained it really good. His name's OJ Smoke. And he said, unrealized capital gains simply means the stock value increase of an asset without it being sold. So if you purchase your house for $100K and it goes up to $180K in value, then you have unrealized gain of $80K. Since you haven't sold the house, you never saw the $80K. And another person, Carol Roth, who's a blue checkmark, said unrealized capital gains is not a thing. Do not normalize it. Call it out for what they are proposing. Unlawful seizure of personal property. Now, I don't know if I'm alone in this, but I feel as though when Democrats propose these crazy ideas about spending and taxing, all they have to say to get their base on board is, it's going to be the billionaires. It's going to be the billionaires. And maybe this is not something that people in my generation really feel, because there is this real hate for the billionaires. I remember when Elon Musk was hosting SNL, I thought it was cool. I'm like, oh, Elon Musk, he's not, you know, the typical person who'd be hosting. I might tune in. And people on the set of SNL, cast members, refused to perform with him because he's like an evil billionaire, space guy, whatever. But when I hear about the taxing of unrealized capital gains, I don't really care who you're taxing. I don't care if you're taxing someone who's like me, a regular American, as Joe Biden might say, or if you're taxing a billionaire. The concept of doing that to someone seems unfair. It's like blind justice. You know, if you were looking at it and you put the dollar signs aside, I understand how the dollar signs do make you say, well, they can afford it. But the concept of it is unfair. And so that means it's unfair for everyone. And this stuff does affect how businesses run. Because if you have a billionaire and they feel as if they have to, they're losing profit or they're losing money, they'll find a way to make up for it in other ways. And eventually it's going to trickle down to, voila, me, ipso facto, the regular American. Did I sum that up pretty?
Yes.
Okay. Because you're giving
nicely.
You're giving me the nod there.
Yeah, no, that was very nicely summed up. And to OJ Smoke's point about the value of the house, basically what this is, hey, you bought something, it's gone up in value, but the government did get its cut, so we need 20% of it.
Right, and you're not doing anything with it. Yeah. It's unrealized.
We created this artificial housing boom because BlackRock is buying up property, so now your house is worth more, so we got to take 20% of that.
Yeah.
Like, come on. I mean, this is like... Sheriff of Nottingham stuff that they're pulling on you.
Well, this is what the New York Post wrote. They said the proposal would likely only affect less than 1,000 of the nation's wealthiest citizens. Pardon me if I don't believe you. I'm a bit skeptical of that.
Yeah, because everybody above those 1,000 know how to get loopholed out of this.
Pelosi said she believes the tax plan could be introduced as early as Monday. Oh, they can act quick when they're coming for your money, can't they? Democrats have also eyed a 15% corporate minimum tax, forcing companies to pay what Biden has called their fair share and putting an end to corporations paying zero taxes. I don't know if I'm alone. When I hear this, it makes me sad. Even if it is billionaires or big companies that are getting a break, someone's getting a break, and maybe they'll share the wealth. Maybe all boats will be lifted. Instead, it's like, no, we're going to punish and punish and punish. And there is the bar tab theory, which is eventually the people who are paying the taxes for everybody else. Eventually, the people who are paying the big chunk of the bar tab get up from their bar stools and they leave and they go to a different place. And I do think we're going to start seeing that, because the wealthy people who Joe Biden and company seem intent on vilifying, they pay a lot in taxes. No joke. I'm being serious. They're going to eventually say, what am I doing here? Like, why am I not only paying so much, but I'm treated like such a jerk by every single person. By the way, speaking of taxpayers, de Blasio's bid to rid NYC of the Trump name, because, you know, people in New York, they see those Trump signs, Trump towers, and really affects them. It triggers
them. Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
It triggers them. Well, guess how much it's going to cost taxpayers to get rid of Trump's name? $30 million. And I bet you, if you asked the truly Trump deranged, if they thought it was worth it, they would all say yes. They would say yes. $30 million is nothing.
No amount of money can buy back the soul of our country.
Yeah, I was going to look at the comments beneath this New York Post article, but I just knew that everyone was going to be saying, it's worth it. I would pay double to get rid of that gross, dirty name that I have to see on my way to work every day. because people have lost their minds. All right, when we get back, we will be talking to Howard Lawrence Carr, so don't go anywhere. But first, I have to tell you about a crazy good product you guys are going to love. The Thunderstorm Air Purifier is one of Eden Pure's best-selling products. And now Eden Pure is extending their special Thunderstorm 3-pack offer through the end of October. One user writes, "I'm surprised at how well the small unit works. I noticed a difference almost immediately. I purchased the 3-pack and I'm happy I did." With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack, you'll get three units for under $200 and you'll save $200. One for your basement, your first floor, and second floor all in one purchase. With the 3-pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house or workplace. It really is a great product for the workplace, Jared, because some of those communal spaces, if someone eats like a tuna sandwich or heats up fish, it can really stink for a while.
Yeah, nobody wants to be sitting in that type of a working environment, but the Thunderstorm is great. And if, you know, you're an office that's smaller and has a boss who does all of those things, all you have to do is plug in the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, turn it on, and within minutes it starts ionizing the air, creating that super oxygen, which gets rid of that odor. It can also get rid of some viruses, pollutants, allergens, just nasty stuff in the air that you don't want to be breathing.
Absolutely. And this product, you can get three of them for under $200 and save $200. So go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word GRACE3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. That's EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word GRACE3. This offer ends October 31st. We'll be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
She's never held office, but she paid the Whiskey Priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
God bless our America and God bless our troops. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Today's Car Crossover is brought to you by Fairway Financial. Preparation and planning is the key to your retirement future. Visit fairwayfinancial.net. Howie Carr, thanks so much for joining the show today.
My pleasure, Grace.
Now, what is going on, Howie? What do you have planned for today? In your mind, what is the number one story?
I think the dog story is the number one story.
Get ready, Howie, because people were not pleased with me for bringing that up.
Well, I think you got to bring it up. You know, it's just I won't get into the gory details, but I think you have to talk about it. And you know, it's ironic that after all the stuff he's done, you know, it's this is what brings him down. You know, like Cuomo, you know, that was terrible what he did to those women, but wasn't as bad as killing tens of thousands of nursing home patients. But that's what brought him down, the women. And the dogs may bring down Fauci.
Yeah, it's like Al Capone. You wouldn't have thought tax evasion, right?
Right, exactly. But we got some other stuff, too. Apparently, the Department of Correction in Massachusetts, which has been it's firing scores, if not hundreds, of prison guards.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what they offered in January to the inmates?
Oh, religious exemptions.
Early release if you took the jab.
Wow, you know, it really is the squeaky wheel gets the grease, isn't it? All you have to do is commit some crimes and end up in prison, and you'll be treated with a lot more respect than if you worked
there. It was rescinded very quickly because it was unconstitutional or illegal to do that. But, I mean, still, they tried it. I mean, this idiot who's the commissioner, Carol Meachie, she makes $169,000 a year. She was giving them, if you got the jab, you got 7.5 days, good time. Just amazing, and they want to fire all the guards, who won't get the shot. These people are insane.
No, they're absolutely insane, and it doesn't help, Howie, that Joe Biden is really proud of these mandates. And then I don't know if you saw this, but he was actually just speaking. We have some sound from this, Howie. If you want to react, he's just as lucid as ever. Here is a clip of Joe Biden.
My Build Back Better plan is going to cut child care costs more than in half.
It's back to being build. It was Build Back Better, then it was Build Back, and now it's Build Back Pletter again.
You know, he can't explain how it's going to cut the cost of child. It's just this child care thing is just welfare. It's just, you know, you don't have to work. You just spit out another illegitimate kid, and you get another $300 a month. I mean, it's the same policy that created a chaos and turmoil across the country from the 60s to the 90s. And he's bringing it back because that's what they want. I mean, this is deliberate what they're doing.
But
and he can't explain it. I tried to transcribe it from my column on Sunday when he's talking about the 7% for the child care. You can't pay more than 7% of your income. And I kept listening to it over and over again, hoping to make some kind of sense of it. But I couldn't. And that's more. This is more of the same.
And Howie, what do you think of Janet Yellen saying that they're going to have a tax on unrealized gains? Does that concern you at all? I mean, they say it's only going to affect 1,000 of the wealthiest people in America. So unless
that's what they always say, Grace. Yeah. It's like the millionaire's tax.
That's
you always wanted to be
too.
A millionaire? Just vote for that millionaire's tax next year in Massachusetts. And within a year or so, it doesn't matter if you're making 40 grand, you'll be a millionaire for income tax purposes.
But people really were upset with this, Howie. One person on Twitter wrote, proposing a tax on unrealized capital gains is insane. Imagine paying taxes on something you haven't sold just to see it go down afterwards. I assume that means we can write off unrealized losses, right? Right? The answer being wrong. No, you cannot.
This is just these people. They've got to be stopped. I mean, I so hope they lose the elections in Virginia and New Jersey. Wouldn't it be great to see Charlie Parker's classmate at Needham High and Harvard College be knocked off?
Well, they'd have a lot of time for pickup basketball. Howie, you're right though about this race with Terry McAuliffe, because one thing that people are pointing out that I didn't think of was Barack Obama gets out there, he's stumping for Terry, which really shows you how desperate Terry McAuliffe is, and he says that, you know, the right wing crazy people like you and I are manufacturing outrage and we're throwing red meat at the supporters and getting people all worked up. And what a lot of blue check marks on social media were saying was, you know, Virginia is the case where that man or that boy went into a bathroom and raped that young woman. And then he did it again. He sexually assaulted someone again in another bathroom, and he had a skirt on. That's what a big part of this outrage from parents is about. And Barack Obama's telling them that that's not something to get worked up about.
Yeah. I again, it's just whatever they're doing, they accuse the other people of doing.
Right.
And it's projection. That's all it is. And you know, I assume Barack Obama, he will have as much impact as he had on, say, the Marsha Coakley Scott Brown race in 2010 in Boston. Remember that?
Yeah, they don't seem to.
He doesn't have a lot of coat. He has reverse coattails. He goes into a place and the Democrats get spanked.
No, you're absolutely right. And here's a cut of Joe Biden. He felt confident that things are going to get done as far as a vote for this monstrosity of a bill. This is cut 14.
Do you expect to vote this week?
What do you think?
I don't know.
We're asking you.
Are you concerned if you have to leave without your...
It'd be very, very positive to get it done before this week. Thank you.
I'm hoping this never gets done. Just gridlock. I'm all for gridlock in this case. Just keep it going.
I've always been for gridlock. Gridlock is the best way to go.
844-500-4242. I'll be back tomorrow. Don't miss Howie's show.